Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here we go. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she had a dream one night with a message for her boss. She had no idea that her boss had asked for a sign.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. Of course, you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you'd like access to all of our episodes ad-free, the whole archive, all 10 years of it right there for you, you can binge away on that on Apple Podcasts, on our premium channel, patreon.com/realghoststories, or the website ghostpodcast.com. And yes, we're going on 10 years of the program as of 2024. So
that doesn't seem possible.
I know. So happy birthday, Real Ghost Stories Online. That means wow. I've, does this now become the longest radio station I've ever worked at? I think it does.
Not me.
I think it actually.
I was in radio. I worked in one place for 20 years, which is highly unusual.
Well, and that was the longest station I ever stayed at as well. But I was there for what, 9 years? I think I was almost to 10. Did I get to full 10?
I think 7 or 8. But yeah,
was it 7 or 8? Yeah, but it was a long time for that.
Long time. All I know is you and I were really good friends for a really long time. And we see each other every day.
Yeah, now it's like, fucking hate you. I got to talk to you.
I know. Rich, I hate.
I know.
But, you know, I act like I like you still.
Yeah, yeah. It's an off the air, like we can't stand each other. We don't speak. I've actually seen morning shows like that where, like, they really, really hated each other. And it was, like, very awkward off the air. But they, the audience loved them so much that it was like, well, we just kind of keep them here because, well, we like the money.
Yeah, because there was one that I know of. Well, we both know of one.
Oh, yeah.
They would fight horribly because they're a married couple and they would have these horrific fights.
I wasn't even thinking of that one, but yeah. Yeah, I wasn't even thinking of that one, but yeah, that is one. But I've had other ones where they weren't married either, and it was just like, you know, cats and dogs, totally. Speaking of weird things or uncomfortable moments, this weekend went to a restaurant for lunch, a little burger restaurant here in Northwest Arkansas that we like to go to. I was, you know, it's kind of funny because this headline here was looking for a sign. And in my mind at that moment, I was like, okay, I'm trying to think up, you know, ideas for the true crime show for True Crime Today and Hidden Killers, the other podcast that I do. And like, what are some stories? And, you know, I said, I need a sign. And I opened the door to the restaurant and there's a people coming out. There's a stroller, guys pushing it, you know, just nice. Hey, go ahead. You know, thank you. And then more people come and more people come and more people come. And then after a bunch more people came, Jim Bob Duggar walks out. And I'm like, I'm starting to kind of recognize this as it's happening. Because I'm like, these girls look kind of familiar. Like, how do I know them?
Is that a Duggar?
And
is that
a I'm Duggar? Like, oh, it's the fucking Duggars.
I'm going to be here all day.
Yeah, and I did. I was there. It was like I was holding the door for damn near like 60 seconds at least as they all came out of the restaurant at one time. Those that are still with them. But it's like, oh. And I'm thinking the whole time, like, I hope they don't, like, have any knowledge of my podcasts or what I've said about them in the last many years, because it hasn't been very nice.
No, at all. I've done a bunch of episodes on their son. It would be hard not to say, hey, so about Josh, how do you get so pervy?
You know, I really wanted to, as they were walking out of the restaurant, when I recognized it was him, I'm like, hey, you know, why is it, like, you kind of, like, harbored your son there for so long with the girls that he messed around with, like, what the fuck's up with that? But I figured that might be a weird thing to say as you're holding the door for someone at a burger restaurant, so I didn't do that.
Have you ever really thought about your parenting decisions, Mr. Duggar? Because I have.
Let me follow you to your car right now. I'm gonna get a camera out and I'm gonna sell this to TMZ. I'm gonna make a quick buck. But no, it was just kind of a weird moment. It's like, but it happens. It's not the first time I've run into them around here. The first time I've run into him, he's fairly elusive, but I've seen the girls out a lot. No, him, and he's shorter than I was expecting him to be. So, yeah, anyway, he was like probably like 5'6", 5'7". I was taller than him.
Yeah, I would have thought he'd be taller, but I mean, I don't, it's not like I've studied him by any imagination.
No, I don't know. It's just your thing. I don't know. The camera makes everybody look bigger, but. But yeah, that was my horror story of the weekend, running into the Duggars at the burger restaurant.
That's
like,
funny.
Like, all right, there's my sign. That's my show prep. That's the story I need to tell. I don't think there's anything on it right now, but Shiny Happy People is a good doc if you like to watch a good horror movie.
It's really interesting, but it is more of a horror story for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting.
It is. Worth checking out. Anyway, that's my horror story of the week. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to our first caller of the day. Hello, let's hear your story.
Hello, my name is Heather. I have called previously about my daughters and what they are capable of. One reads tarot cards. And the other has premonition dreams, which until my daughters started having the intense dreams, I'll just say that, and knowing everything that she knows and what she is shown in the dream, I thought it was normal for people to have, I believe Carol calls them visitation dreams. I thought those were normal. I thought everyone had them. My mother always had them. So I thought that was normal. So I'll tell you a story one day about how my daughter, it worked out that she was able to help me with a dream. So I had a dream one night, and as soon as the dream began, I knew that it would be a different type of dream. It was not a standard dream. I knew there was a purpose to this dream. I knew I was going to hear something, and I knew that when I woke up, I needed to retain that knowledge because I needed to tell someone specific. I didn't know in the beginning of the dream who I needed to tell, but I did know that it was a different dream and I was going to hear something. So the dream was very odd. It went from one thing to another. I won't get into the details of that because you guys will think I'm just crazy as far as the details of that. But I get to a point in my dream and I see my boss. And I knew immediately she was the person I needed to wake up and tell whatever she was going to tell me. I knew immediately she was going to tell me something that I would need to wake up and tell her. So we are talking in my dream. It's just normal. When all of a sudden it was like the sound was just sucked out. Everything went quiet. There was no noise. Her mouth was moving. I could tell she was still talking to me, but I couldn't hear anything. And I began telling her, no, stop. Don't, you know, I can't hear you. And I need to remember this because I have to wake up and tell you. And for whatever reason, we just could not get it to work out. Again, her mouth was moving. I knew it was something medical related. I saw it in that part in my dream. But I just could not understand what she was saying. So I woke up and I wrote down everything I could remember. But it bothered me. Like, it bothered me. I felt like I had failed her because, again, I thought it was, after I realized it was her, I thought, and I don't know why, but I just knew it had to do something medical. So, I go on about my morning. I'm just kind of, the dream had me kind of a little upset. So my daughter, who is 17, she wakes up, getting ready for school, that sort of thing. And she was like, Mama, what's wrong? What's going on? And I said, I had a dream last night, and her name is Rennie. I said, Rennie, I cannot remember the dream, and I need to, I needed to remember it. There was something I needed to know. I didn't tell her any more than that. So she said, well, maybe I can help you. And she got her card, and as she's shuffling her card, she was like, H-E. And I said, excuse me? And she said, H-E. And she said, it starts with H-E. And I was like, okay. So I'm thinking hematoma, I'm thinking all this stuff, hemoglobin, whatever. And I said, well, I thought it was medical related. And she said, it is. And she said, if you go, you know who it is. And I said, yeah. Because she flipped her cards over. She's like, yeah, you have to tell them. I said, oh, I know I do. I don't know. And she's like, no, you have to tell them now. And they're going to know. And it starts with H-E, but they are going to know. Once you tell them you have the dream, they're going to be able to, they'll be the one to fill in the pieces for you. So I'm like, oh my goodness. I had not worked with this lady very long. I mean, I knew of her. I had been in another position, and was actually recruited, by she and her office. So I was hesitant, to say too much just because, in the beginning, we didn't tell just anyone what my girls are capable of. Rennie is open with it. My younger daughter is not. So I go to my boss and I'm like, I've got something to tell you. But it bothered me so bad. I knew I had to tell her. And the blood drains from her face. And she's like, have you talked to my husband? And I said, no. Why would I speak to your husband? And she's like, we have been trying to get pregnant. And I get cold still thinking about this. Or I get emotional. Oh, goodness. She's like, we have been trying to get pregnant, and there's a specific type of medication that they have us taking after we become pregnant. But my husband, it's an expensive medication. It was difficult to get at the pharmacy. And she said, we are thinking we should take it beforehand, but the doctors are like, no, because if you do this, take it now. It was the drug Heparin. It is spelled H-E. And she said, we have been praying, God, show us a sign if we should, do this. Because they had had 5 miscarriages up to that point. But the doctors were saying, no, do not start the Heparin until afterwards. But she said, something kept telling me. So she said, I began praying about it. And I said, God, just show us, let us know. Just tell us, let us know. Show us a sign that we should start taking this medication and this day prescribe it. And us go ahead and fill it, despite how hard it is to get, despite how expensive it is. So she did that, and she is now about to deliver her baby. So, oh my goodness, I get so emotional. Just because, yeah, it's so emotional for me. I feel like, I'm so proud of my girls in so many ways, but you know, and this oftentimes, because people can be so judgmental and because they can be so harsh, you know, I'm hesitant to tell my girls, you know, abilities just to anyone. And then I'm really, I get really defensive when people are question, you know, or say rude things. And it's just times like that that I know that I'm supporting them and doing the right thing for them, you know, despite how hard it is on them knowing things and being the age and being so young. But anyway, I just wanted to share that story. We have so many, just because they are gifted. Again, thank you guys for everything, and it is appreciated. Have a great day.
Thank you for sharing that story. Sounds like they got the sign they were looking for.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a weird thing, too, because it's like you have that dream happen, and then do you go to your boss and be like, hey, I had a dream that I think you need to know about. I think it's a message for you.
Yeah.
And then you risk sounding crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's your boss. That's the last thing you want to do, is your boss being like, man, my employee is whack.
Yeah.
But it sounds like, you know, the boss put it out there like, I need a sign. And for some reason, she got the sign.
Yeah, she did.
I think that's interesting. So, you know, and what was interesting, too, was she kept talking about her girls and their gifts, but obviously she has one. She has the same gifts as well, because
yeah,
she was the one who got the message in the dream and knew that it was something that she had to share.
Mm-hmm.
Then her daughter helped her kind of get more information about the dream. But obviously, I mean, she's got some gifts as well. So I see where her daughters are getting it from.
Yeah, I too. Thank you for sharing that story. Really enjoyed that. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. If you like the podcast, want access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all the extras there for you. The full archive, 10 years of shows. It's the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. Get access to it at patreon.com/realghoststories or right on our podcast channel on Apple Podcasts. Check it out. Even try it for 3 days free on Apple Podcasts right now. Until next time, for all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Brisky. Thanks for listening.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Nobody likes looking at cracks. So hike up your pants and call A1 Concrete Leveling today. They specialize in lifting, leveling, and repairing concrete, making your driveways, sidewalks, and patios look better than ever. Don't wait until your concrete's too far gone. Level your driveway for one-third the cost of replacement. Fast, affordable, and reliable service you can trust. Visit A1ConcreteColumbus.com or call us now at 614-575-0123. A1 Concrete Leveling. Fixing cracks, and not the ones you sit on.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Nicole hosts Easter every year. That's why she shops at BJ's Wholesale Club, stocking up on spiral ham, baked goods, fresh flowers, candy, and 5 dozen eggs.
I've got a lot of baskets to fill.
Nicole's not worried because she knows she can save big and get it all done in one trip.
It's like winning the Easter egg hunt.
When you save, everyone wins. Get a $15 digital coupon when you spend $150 in one transaction, now through April 5th. Visit BJ's.com/Easter coupon for details. BJ's, your Easter destination.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.